Odie, it snowed last night.
So, you boys want to go out and play in the snow, huh? Well, let's get you ready. You'll have to wear your nice, warm wet sweaters and your wool caps and mittens and scarves and mufflers and booties and galoshes. Okay, you're all set for fun in the snow, guys. Here you go. Having fun yet?
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulder,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you want.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care.
But friends will care for you.
Wouldn't I make a great ventriloquist? My lips never move.
Boys, we're almost there. Wasn't it nice of Cactus Jake to invite us out to his ranch?
Filet of lizard, Amandine, buzzard au vin, baby carrots with charbroiled rattlesnake.
The Old West has a strange beauty all its own. Don't you agree, boys?
Only a fool could see beauty in a culinary wasteland.
Here we are, Cactus Jake's ranch.
What does he raise here? Dirt?
Arf, Gunkle. It's good to see you, Johnny boy. And you brought your little friends with you, too. Annie, the missus, she's putting the finishing touches on a genuine, delicious Western banquet for us. Come on out back whilst I tend to the barbecuing.
Oh?
Barbecuing? Western talk. Indicate strong possibility of good but extremely messy food.
Where's the barbecue?
This here's it. Supper's been buried under hot coals all day.
Garfield, quit thinking about food.
Quit thinking about food? Why don't you ask me to quit breathing?
You know, I had a cat like that once.
Brace yourself, folks. Sounds like a flashback to me.
Tell us about it.
In fact, it was cause of him that I married Annie. It was 1945, and like most of the cowboys my age, I was looking to make a life for myself.
Look, it's Miss Annie.
See you later, boy.
She was the prettiest girl I'd ever laid eyes on, but I figured I had no chance. Why, I was barely making a living rounding up wild steers to sell in town. How could I ask a gal like Annie to take up with me? One night, as I was about to eat supper, it was a cat. And the little fella looked like he hadn't had a meal in quite a while.
Food. I'm desperate. I'll eat anything.
A can of beans was all I had, so I gave it to him.
What? No fettuccine alfredo? No ham with honey glaze? Oh.
Okay, Red, don't be jealous, because I showed him a little bit of kindness. I'd give you my bunk if you didn't sleep standing up. After that night, the hairy critter sort of adopted me. $10 a head. Gosh. But Red, he was my horse. He didn't take too kindly to that cat. I'll go to the barber shop first.
Now on display, the brand new invention, television. He'll never catch on.
Hey, cowboy, you're gonna pay me for this?
I suppose I am. I didn't realize you were so hungry.
You'll learn.
Oh. It'll sure feel good to get rid of this sagebrush on my face.
Is this your cat?
Yes.
Light snap.
Don't forget my tip.
I guess I won't be getting that shave for a while. We might as well get it.
Have doggy bags been invented yet?
That cat had practically eaten me into the poorhouse. But that wasn't the worst of it. Miss Annie and the boys had seen the whole thing.
Look what that cat done to Jake.
Ain't that a beautiful sight?
Made a fool out of him for sure.
Hey, you know what I'd do if I had a cat like this? I'd
put my cat down and move on.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Asking for trouble, huh?
We'll show him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, if that's the way you want it.
Yeah, well, let's teach him a lesson.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Yeah, come on. Right.
Those guys deserve a lowdown on this showdown.
Look out!
Quick, swing up behind me so you'll be safe. After what that cat did to you, you were still ready to take on that bunch of lily-livered cowards to protect him. You're some guy, Jake.
Miss Annie, Not long after that, Annie and I got hitched.
Red, old boy, I guess it's time for me to disappear into the sunset. Where's my script for this episode? Excuse me. Whose idea was it to give the horse the last laugh? You're fired, you know that?
What a great story. I bet you really miss that cat.
Sometimes I do.
Get this low-life, snake-eyed, belly crawling offspring of a scrounging coyote out of my kitchen!
And then there are times when I feel if I ever get my hands on him again, I'll...
And you... You're a low-down, good-for-nothing, polecat-faced, rotten, river-bottom mudsucker.
Hey, if you ask me, he was better off with the horse.
And here's our next contestant on Let's Make a Squeal. What'll it be, sir? Door number one or door number one?
Aren't there any other choices?
Nope, this is a low-budget show.
Well, gee, which one shall I take? I choose door number one. That was a low-down, dirty trick, Roy.
Who's responsible for this?
He is.
It has to be cleaned up before the farmer sees it.
It's not my fault. Roy did it. Let him clean it up.
You opened the doorway.
You tricked me. It's your fault.
You were stupid enough to let me trick you. You should get the blame.
You are the tricker. I am the tricky.
Don't try to duck out of this.
Ha-ha. Cheap shot, Rooster.
Come on, you guys. We have to get this stuff back into the silo.
I refuse to lift a feathered finger until that villainous villain apologizes.
They'll grow palm trees in the Arctic before I apologize to you.
You It isn't fair that you should have to do this by yourself.
Do me a favor, will you? Keep watch and warn me if the farmer comes.
Sure thing, Orson.
This is real backbreaking labor. Only Hercules could get this done in time. Boy, I wish I were like Hercules.
He's the strongest pig in the empire. His courage has brought him fame. He doesn't cheat, lie, or steal. Hercules is his name. He's a rippling, rumbling Roman with biceps as hard as rocks. The only pig we've ever seen who has trouble matching his socks. Clad in only a toga, he needs nothing more than all his courage and muscles and a star on my dressing room door. He's Hercules, a writer of wrong. His name is spoken everywhere, it's even in this song. Hercules has the strength of us all. If you ever need any furniture moved, he's the one to call. Hercules, I said Hercules.
Hercules, a terrible thing has happened. This morning, a two-headed giant came here and ripped the basin off the imperial bird bath.
This is awful. I can see why you're upset.
If you think I'm upset, just imagine how they feel. Hercules, go to the lair of the two-headed giant and bring the basin of the imperial fountain back.
I will gladly perform this labor, your imperialness.
Doors! Use the doors, Hercules! What was that?
You tricked me! You were stupid enough to let me trick you!
It sounds like we're very close to the lair of the two-headed giant.
You said we were going to play pool. Instead, we come back with a swimming pool.
I want to go swimming. I hate the water.
I am Hercules, strongest pig in the empire. I have come to capture you and take back the objects you stole.
He must be one of those annoying heroes you hear about in poetry and song.
I have a cure for that nuisance. Had your fill, Roman? We're not going swimming. Hey, I'm using the body. You're not getting my side wet.
Now, will you yield to the superior strength of Hercules?
The mosquitoes are aggressive this year.
Indeed.
My feats of strength don't seem to be working. You're a philosopher poet. Got any practical theories?
The sum of the squares of the sides of the right triangle is equal to the square of the third side, to quote my fellow philosopher Pythagoras. That's a practical theory, but it's probably not very useful right now.
On the contrary, you've given me an idea of how to trick a two-headed giant. I have to admit, you guys are pretty strong, but I bet there's still something I can do better than you.
Like what?
I can throw a discus farther than anyone.
He can't talk to us that way. Yeah, we'll show him.
We'll have the Emperor's fountain back to him in no time.
Hooray, Hercules, the hero whose brain matches his brawn.
I guess we showed him. Yeah!
I'm not cleaning up your mess. You must think I was born yesterday.
I'm sorry. Was it the day before yesterday?
Please excuse us a minute, Wade. Look, Roy, it's okay if you're unable to clean the grain up. I know how puny you are. Let Wade do it.
Puny? Me? I'll show him.
What did you tell Roy? You were talking about me, weren't you?
Well, yes. I just explained to him that you know he's a much better worker than you are.
Much better? Ha! And ha! Twice ha! I will show him.
Thank you.
Why are you reading a book? What about the spilled grain?
Roy and Wade are cleaning it up.
How did you get them to do it?
Oh, I just remembered that two squareheads are more gullible than one.
This is your fault.
It's not.
It's too.
Not.
Is.
Not.
And now, whether you like it or not, it's time for Screaming with Binky. We're at the dedication of the new 53-story mirror glass office building.
And in recognition of your brilliant design work, I am pleased to present...
Wow! You're gonna have 7,777 years of bad luck! Stop! It's not my fault you're unlucky!
There's nothing like the great outdoors. Doesn't it feel good to get away from it all?
I like getting away from it all, especially when we bring it all with us.
I'm glad I decided to take the day off and come to the park.
Time for lunch. Stay out of the way, Odie, and you won't get hurt.
Huh?
There's lasagna here. The nose knows. A padlock on a picnic basket?
I finally outsmarted you this time, Garfield. I packed a maximum security picnic lunch.
Don't you know there's a constitutional law against the imprisonment of Italian food?
Odie and I want to play some catch before lunch, Garfield. Nothing had better happen to that picnic basket while we're gone. Or else. Come on, Odie. Catch.
Let's see. Crowbar, blowtorch, drill press, hammer, small saw, sandpaper. I wonder what John meant by or else.
You've been charged with unlawful breaking and entering of a picnic basket. How do you plead?
Guilty!
I sentence you to eat nothing but raisins for the rest of your life.
I should wait. It's polite to wait. I'll contemplate the wonders of nature with all the natural little creatures. Little birds chirping. Little squirrels eating their little pine nuts. There's a sauce with pine nuts. Wonderful over linguine. Lasagna? What? Help! Lunch thief! My pasta has been purloined! John will never believe it. He'll blame me. I'll have to take the rap for something I didn't do. And this time I didn't even do it. I've got to get that basket. Nose, don't fail me now. Hasn't anybody around here heard of escalators? My lunch went this-a-way. Something tells me I'm not in Kansas anymore. A lost civilization under the park. An anthropologist's paradise. Big fat hairy deal. I want my lasagna back. Unfortunately, I seem to have lost my scent trail, but not my appetite. Perhaps it's time to sample the local free cuisine.
Here, cat. Take this and fill your belly.
Money? Gee, thanks. These people are weird, but generous. I'll have the most expensive thing on the menu.
Sir, we do not allow people to bring their own lunches. This is a rest roll.
But what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Hey, you! Stop, thief!
You took my picnic basket.
I confess, I don't want to go to jail. Please don't turn me in. I couldn't help myself. I've never seen a treasure chest of Italian food like that.
I'll say it was a treasure chest, and I'm going to be in big trouble if I don't get it back. Where is it?
It's in the bank. I just deposited it.
You deposited my lunch in the bank?
There was nothing to eat in that basket. Just Italian food.
Oh, excuse me. Do either of you gentlemen have change for a cannelloni?
I'm all out of ravioli. Sorry.
You spend Italian food here? But what do you do with money?
That? Money is for eating, of course. Come on, I'll show you.
I would like to deposit this spaghetti, please, and withdraw some antipasto.
Certainly, sir. Do you have some ID, and would you like that in provolone?
There's John's picnic basket. They opened it.
Well, they had to count what was in it, didn't they? Better put that back. I deposited it.
Mine at last. I'm vanished. I forgot. I'll never make it. Here, this will slow him up.
Free lasagna!
Safe.
Garfield, where's the lunch?
I'm not safe.
Garfield, where did our food go?
No, he'd never believe it.
All right. Now, what are we going to eat? Hey, money! All right. What the?
Here, Odie. Oh. What's the matter? Don't you like rich food?
Thank you.